The person I'd like to speak on this evening, as part of a series of the minor characters in Scripture, is so minor that he never actually says anything. In fact, he doesn't seem to do anything either. But he is somebody with whom we might be a little bit familiar, and that is Zebedee. What's he going to say on Zebedee, you might think? Well, in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 21, we see a reference to this man. Going on from there, he, Jesus, saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. He called for them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. He is something of a silent character. In fact, he seems to be surrounded by characters who are the opposite. His two sons, James and John, in Mark chapter 10 and 35, are called the sons of thunder. Of course, that might suggest that Zebedee was a thunderous character, but I don't get that impression from the scriptures. I think that bespeaks more their character than that of their father. So he has two sons who I think are physically strong. They are fishermen. I think mentally they're strong. We know one of them is able to write a great deal. And spiritually they are strong as well. They were not people to cross. They knew what was right and wrong. I think also his wife was quite a forward character as well. In Matthew chapter 20 and 20. James and John's mother goes up to the Lord and asks a special favour of him. Now in another gospel they are asking, but I think the three of them went together. These three powerful, trusting kind of characters who know what they want and know how they want to get it. When you enter your kingdom, can one sit on the right hand and one sit on the left? She's an ambitious mum. She understood that Jesus Christ is a king and that he has a kingdom. She may not have understood it correctly, but she wanted not herself to be exalted, but rather her children. But again, it tells us a little bit about her. I remember when I used to work in school, there was a certain class of middle-class mum who was very, very keen that their child went to this and went to that and got the best grades and all the rest of it. I think Zebedee's wife was such a woman. She was probably called Salome. It's indicated in one verse that we know her name. So he's married to a ambitious, determined woman. He has two sons, known as the sons of thunder. It might be that they have a temper. It might be that they're strong-willed. It might be that they have got great voices. I don't know. But what of the man himself? There's really not a great deal I can say. But I think that's going to be my point. When we come across him in verse 22 of Matthew chapter 4, these two sons immediately leave the boat and their father and followed him. Of course, that doesn't tell us a great deal about Zebedee. It tells us an awful lot about the Lord. He's calling people to follow him. It tells us an awful lot about James and John. They're willing to leave everything behind in order to follow the Lord. And they will follow him until their dying breath, until he receives them into glory. But what of their father? Does he try and protest? Does he object? I think it's in Mark's gospel. He says they left him with the hired help. Clearly a man of some means, probably in partnership with Simon Peter. Not poor. He's a businessman.
and he can hire staff. But of course, it must have been something of a blow to lose James and John. Hired staff probably do a reasonable job, but they're doing it because they want the day's pay. Sons, in theory, not always, in theory, I think make better workers because one day the firm will be theirs. But Zebedee loses his two sons to Jesus Christ. The way that his wife, their mother, in chapter 20, verse 20, is somehow connected to a part of the party, might indicate that Zebedee and Salome were supporters of the Lord and his ministry. I don't detect any antagonism here. Here we have Zebedee losing probably his best two workers, and that there is no objection registered. His wife wants to have a meeting with the Lord in order to push her son's privileges in the kingdom. But Zebedee is not there. Has he died? Possibly. Is he still doing the old fishing job? Nobody else seems to be doing it. Or could it be that the fact that we know so little about this man, even though the Lord's call cost him his children in one respect, perhaps bespeaks of a certain humility about him, perhaps not present in the rest of the family. Humility is a virtue we perhaps do not emphasize. It's certainly one which I don't think we enjoy hearing about, enjoy practicing, enjoy honing. In fact, humility, the opposite of pride, is very uncharacteristic of our sinful natures. We are full of pride. We love to put ourselves first. When Salome, or if that was indeed her name, goes to Jesus to argue James and John's case, in a way, she's arguing for herself. If they are great in the kingdom, well, surely their mother will not be far behind them. But I don't detect that in what we hear of Zebedee, and that clearly arguing from absence is a difficult point to make. But humility, I think, characterizes him. We read in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 12, "Before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty, and before honour is humility." Many times in Scripture are we urged to be humble. Are we reminded to put others first? Lucifer, when he fell, I think was characterized by pride. You look at many of the evil characters in Scripture, and they are so full of themselves. This fisherman of Galilee, who has an ambitious wife, sons of thunder, the fact that his words are not recorded, I think bespeaks an acquiescence that God's will be done. He allows his sons to leave the home, to leave the town, to leave the business, because there's something greater. But he also realizes that his place is in that fishing boat. It's interesting when we look at who Jesus calls.
who he doesn't call as well. There were, of course, many more disciples than 12. And I suspect Zebedee was one of them. But this place was in the fishing boat. He wasn't asked to give his time to the Lord, but his children. And his children would become greater men than ever he would be. I'm not sure there's much more I can say about him. I could say a great deal about John, perhaps a little less about James. To be a nobody, an unknown, a little guy in the kingdom of heaven is a more exalted position, is a worthier accolade than anything this world could give us. We don't hear what he said. We don't know what he looked like. We don't know what he did, apart from having children and mending nets. But I think Zebedee, a little tiny role on the scriptural stage, I think he was a great man of God for those very reasons. Amen.